I can't talk about my little brother.
You can't talk about him?
No, can't talk about
him.
No, it's just something that I can't talk about, I guess.
You hope for the day when you can talk about it?
Eventually I will be able to, yes, sir. But...
Can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Several teams in the Big Ten play multiple quarterbacks in the same game. Just from a defensive standpoint, how much added preparation is there during a week when you're facing a team that you know is going to have two quarterbacks on the field?
Exactly. There's a lot of added preparation, you know, because each quarterback kind of does his own thing. And when there's only one, you can just study the whole game film. But when there's two, you kind of have to break it down into what each quarterback does.
A school like Purdue probably may play three this year. And they're kind of all different.
Yeah.
I mean, how much does that add to the confusion of what you're trying to get done defensively?
It definitely adds to the confusion, you know. And it just means that we have to come in and dedicate ourselves even more and even watch more film than what we have been to know kind of what each – their different style of quarterback play.
Is Rob Henry helping now?
Yes. From what, we understand.
Yeah, and he's fast.
Yeah. He ran a 4.3 this summer.
Wow.
So
that's not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah. Once you're in the game, does it become second nature? I mean, is it, as you get farther in the game, you feel like you get a pretty good handle.
Yeah, you pick up tendencies and what they want to do with each quarterback as the game progresses. But at the beginning, you know, you're kind of up in the air about what's going to happen.
What's this offseason been like for you guys, especially now that you're no longer in that transition from going into Coach Wilson? He's been around for a year, and you have an idea what he's about.
Exactly. You know, I think it's been a great experience, you know. I think that because now the upperclassmen understand what to expect, we hold the lower classmen, the freshmen, and the sophomores, that same expectation. And I think because we can grasp the concept of the defense, we can teach them, whereas last year, you know, we were making freshman mistakes along with them. So I think that'll help improve our team.
Is there anything in particular from last season that, you know, I guess resonates with you as you go into this year as far as things that you get a chance to reflect back on and things maybe you felt you did good at, things you want to improve at?
Well, exactly. You know, you have to look at last year as a learning experience. You know, no one wants to go out 1-11 like the seniors did. And I think what I want to do is leave a lasting legacy at Indiana University that we started something special. We were part of something special.